It's Enter the Light Radio. Radio show, and it's Friday night, February 16th, 2018. Here comes the music. I wasn't sure which one it was, so I just went ahead and pushed a button to turn it off. So there we went. Anyway, but I love that piece of music, too. I think it's really neat. And so anyway, I just want to welcome everybody. And we are Enter the Light. And our hosts are Ryan Adragna and Shannon Johnson and me, Jan Drake Bakke. And we are a show of healers and psychics and mediums. And so that's what we're doing here. And we are here to give some short readings to people and just to share a little help and inspiration and answers and whatever we can do for our community. That's what we're doing. So please call in, and the phone number is 646-564-9868. So it's 5 p.m. Pacific time right now, which is a little bit later, all over 8 p.m. Eastern. I always like to give all the dates and everything. I'm going to just go ahead and read off what the hosts are all about here. They are amazing. They're not just willy-nilly little psychics and mediums and healers. These are pretty big-time people that are working and giving their entire life to this work. They've studied, they've been doing it for years, they've trained, and they do all kinds of intense work. It's pretty intense, pretty amazing what they do. And I've been worked on by Ryan several times. He's amazing. He's a miracle worker. And Shannon is so gifted in her work as well. Anyway, so let me read a little bit about them. Ryan, your bio has been shortened a lot, so if when we get to you, you want to talk a little more about yourself, please do. But anyway, it says, Shannon Johnson is a metaphysical facilitator and medium with 20 years experience working with spirit, past lives. Her team provides what is needed to help you feel more empowered in your life. Find Shannon on Facebook, and her website is ladyastral67.wixsite, that's wixsite.com/home. And Ryan Adragna is a healer who works with and through his spirit team. You can find Ryan on Facebook and on his website, www.healingsthroughspirit.com. And me, Jan Drake Bakke, is a certified psychic intuitive medium sharing messages and helping to discover the totem animals who guide you along your way. I also do a lot of poetry, and it's up for many events. It's already been used for events and for songs and lyrics and et cetera. And my website is www.wefindourway.com, and I'm on Facebook too. So that's who we are, and we do our work, and it's been an incredible journey and an incredible experience of all of it, and we share about it bits and pieces as we go along while we give readings on air. And we have a lineup now. So I'm just, the theme tonight is about words, and how do words affect us? How do we use them? How do we manifest them? It's an amazing subject. So I'm just going to turn it over to Ryan or Shannon, whoever wants to go first, and just talk about what you think about words and what they do for us.
Well, I think this was covered by yesterday with the other Sacred Embers show, which I missed under Sheila Quinn and the other Lynn Bleasdale. But words are a built-up of manifestation, thought energies, and words stem from the consciousness. They are the manifestation of thoughts, and all thought forms are energy, pure energy, and all thoughts are consciousness, and they all come from the Creator within us. As we all, and I want to make this clear to callers, we are all splinters of the Creator, call it God, Prime Source, whatever, unique in our own little ways. Therefore, in my opinion, when it comes to words, I kind of meditated about this today when I saw the theme words. In my opinion, the most powerful two words in the English language is I am. I am. I am. It is source energy. I am. We are a part of God. We are the I am. So it behooves us to always think about being positive and saying, I am good versus I am sick, or I am abundance versus I am poor. So in that respect, saying I am the I am, because I am a splinter of God. And I came here to experience the polarity, the duality of light, which is darkness. So I am good. I am wonderful. Because many times when people talk, they say, I am so sick and tired. I am blah, 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 blah. When they say I am, they are referencing the I am within themselves, which is God's source. So we need to remember that the universe will manifest our own thoughts and words into physical reality if our convictions are strong enough in a positive or negative light. And if someone says, you know, guess what? I am in so much pain, or I'm fighting this, I'm fighting that, I'm fighting the other thing. That does your energy field really no good. It just sets you a little bit back. So in terms of words, I go back to the basics and say, you know, for example, I am sorry for your loss. So someone says, my grandpa died. You feel compelled to say, I am sorry for your loss. Well, I would rather say I am happy that this person has crossed over. But from a society standpoint, that's kind of a taboo way of putting it. We always say I am, you know, I'm sorry for your loss, I'm sorry for this, that, or the other thing, and we're like, okay, no. So I'm trying to help people transition their thought patterns, saying, you know what, I am healthy, I am wonderful, I feel good, I am, I am. So I guess what I'm saying, I'm a little babbling on here, but your words will manifest in the physical reality. The more and more you think about them, and hopefully it's more positive than negative, because, I am going to get rid of this cancer. I am going to get rid of this sickness, versus saying, I'm not feeling good. I am not doing that good. You're attracting and absorbing negative energies, and that's no good for you. So as a splinter of God's source, I am feeling the best I have ever been. So be your own conduit, be your own healer, and be fandamtabulous yourself. Say, I am the best that I am. And, yeah, that's how that works. So with that, I'll get off my little soapbox and pass it over to Shannon if she's ready.
Well, damn. Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm probably going to take us into a whole other spin on it, I think. I don't know. It's just going to start spewing out of my mouth, so we'll roll with it. So language. I love when this happens because it's really, it's not like me. But anyway, language is how we're able to convey and express our thoughts, our ideas, our feelings. It's able to allow us to connect to other people and tell what we need, right? But mm-hmm. words and language, they have nothing without us. Their power, their intent, the energy that they bear, the emotional meaning when expressing it, it's nothing without us. So when we're working with our words, and especially in manifestation, or just communicating to one another, and even our language to ourselves, because that's the harshest one we're with. It's the power and the intent, the energy, the emotions that we're putting in with it that give it the value, the meaning, and the energetic ability to create. Because otherwise, it's just a form of speech. It's a form of expression. Without the energy and the intent, the power we give it, words can hurt. Words can be like a knife cutting through you because the person that's saying it, you can feel it. You can feel the energy, the intent, the power they're putting into it. And it might be something being hurtful towards you, and it cuts right through. And other times somebody mm-hmm. can say something in such a soft whisper, and yet that whisper brings you to tears because the power and the intent of what they were feeling when they whispered those words to you resonated into the deepest part of your energy, into every cell that your soul resides in. So using words can empower, can destroy. It all depends on what we put behind it. What is our emotional base for it? And with speaking to ourselves, that's one of the ones that we all struggle the most with, because our internal dialogue reflects in what we're creating for ourselves just as well as what we are creating with our co-participants. Those who said, yeah, I'll be there with you. I'm getting in the trenches. I'll be beside you. So your internal dialogue, the words you're using to speak to yourself, how you see yourself, how you're expressing yourself, those are just as powerful as anything that comes out in a voice. So using those dialogues and changing the way that you begin to put the energy, the power, the intent, the emotion, can change a dialogue from being painful to being healing, from being kind of, I'm in a so-so mood, to uplifting. It can create, it can destroy. So pay attention to how you use your words and allowing your soul expression through your language in all of its forms to begin to build new creation as you move forward in every moment of the now. and you'll be amazed at how everything in front of you and around you begins to change. And even those that struggle with understanding you begin to settle down. And they may not understand you completely, but now your words and the way you're expressing them is reaching to a different part of them than what the ears and the vocal cords are able to give. And that's my 2 cents on words.
Oh, wow. Both of you are so... I just loved every bit of it from both of you, Ryan and Shannon. That was so amazing. The I am, oh, that is so powerful. I tell my clients to use those also, and I use them too because I need them. Every day I use that, every single day, because I do have an illness. Everybody knows that I do. And I try so hard not to say stuff like that, like, oh, I'm so sick today, or whatever, you know. I am feeling wonderful, you know, that kind of thing. That is so positive. It's so powerful. I love that. Thank you, Ryan. And Shannon,
you're
that
welcome.
Is totally right on. Totally right on. It is. Our words can give life or death. I forget what the words you said exactly for that. The intent and the power is so amazing, and it can be so hurtful or it can be so healing. That is so true. Oh, that's awesome. Wow. Well, with all of that, I'm just going to say a couple poems. I actually had 8 poems, but they all say the same thing. So I'm just going to read a couple. And gosh, that I just could listen to both of you forever. That was so beautiful. Oh, it touched me. Ah, so much. Anyway, my first poem. Yeah.
That's when I know it's not me. Yeah.
It just comes through. Yeah. Yeah, the spirit comes through. Both of you. So the first one I'm going to read is called Light Darts Words. And I posted both of these on Facebook. Speak life over oneself and others, over our sisters and brothers. Encouraging words and thoughts are like light darts that shoot through the air, that kiss us with smacks to nurture us and give us care. They are gifts we can give each other along the way to help us on our path every day. And then another one, these are very short, is called A Few Kind Words. Just a few kind words is all we need. A smile, a hug is nice indeed. A song or poem is fun to sing, to lift our spirits and be light as a butterfly's wing. And then this last little one is it just goes, sometimes we or our family or friends hurt us. Words come out that aren't well said, so give them a chance to say better things later. Then we are always ahead. And that's that.
Oh, wow. That was so wonderful, Jan. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
All right. Thanks. I'm glad you like them.
Cool. Wonderful. Thank you.
All right. Yes. Well,
all right.
That is, we have a lineup, but before we start, where did my piece of paper go? I just had it with all the information on it that I have written down. I just wanted to say, because it gets so packed at the end and we get so busy that I don't have a chance to say the other shows that are going on. And so we have 3 shows for the Sacred Embers team. Wednesday night starts off with Divine Connections, and that's with Lynn Bleasdale, Sue Fields D'Alamante, and Jody Higgins. They're at the same time, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, I believe. And then on Thursday night is Angel Antics, and that's with DC Love and Eileen Powers, and that's the same time, 5 p.m., 7 p.m., and 8 p.m. Eastern. And then our show Friday night, which is Enter the Light. So there you go. just want to reiterate the phone. The phone number is 646-564-9868. Oh, God, 6898. Oh, dear, let me go check that. What am I doing? Phone number 646-564-9868. So you can call in, and I think we're ready to roll. So I'm just going to start with the very first caller here that's waiting, and that is 651. Here we go. 651, welcome to the show.
Hi, it's Janet from St. Paul.
Hi.
Hi.
Also Janet from
lovely.
St. Paul.
Great energy. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
And a lot of good
thank
words
you very much.
That I need to remember.
Yeah. Nice.
Anyway, today I am...
So do you...
You go ahead.
Oh, just wondered if you had a question for us.
Yeah. Well, it's just looking for some guidance. What's on top of my mind right now is a new job, and I do have an interview on Tuesday, and I'm very excited about that. I had a phone interview with another company that was like a screening kind of interview with the HR person last week, and that one sounded awesome too. And I'm just wondering if my energies are in a good place to go and take those opportunities.
am I up now?
If whatever you want to do, I can give it. I can give an animal because I see an animal right away. If you want me to go, so you have a little more time.
I'm reading Janet's energy field. So go ahead.
Okay, so Janet, what I see right away is I'm seeing kind of like a corridor outside, not a cave, but like a path, and there's a round circle, you know, like you could, I see this a lot sometimes when people are ready to move to the next thing that they're going to be doing in life. And there's a deer right in there, right in the middle of that circle, like the crossroads passing over, you know what I mean? There's a deer right there. So it's a deer. It's a deer, and it looks like you're with that visual. It looks like you're about ready to pass through. So that's the feeling I'm getting. But it looks like it's been there's like a little bit of a road getting to it. You know what I mean? Let me see what we have with the deer. You've been involved in maybe some aggressive circumstances and need to seek out safe, nurturing situations and people. More than ever, you need to trust your gut. And you're poised for an enticing adventure that will take you down many paths and lead to many important insights. Be gentle with yourself. You're entering in a time of plenty. So that's really neat. And also it says maintain the balance of masculine and feminine traits, nourishing and also surrendering. So, and also deer represents being highly sensitive and intuitive, and you're aware of other people's feelings. And also, you can move with intention, speed, and awareness. And you're particularly comfortable in the woods or forest, and it's a good place for you to recharge your energy. And I did see, of course, the deer out. This is outside what I'm seeing, but it feels like there's a little bit of a pathway to getting through the circle where the deer is, you know what I mean, and passing through, but you will. And so I would just keep your energy recharged as much as you can and have faith and know that you're going to get one of these jobs, because it looks like you're about ready to pass through. And those are the images I'm getting, and so I'm just going to let you have that and pass you over to Ryan.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jen, how you doing?
Good.
What's that?
I'm good. I'm excited for a new adventure. Very
all
excited.
Right, well,
I kind of left work in a not a good place today.
Well, I want you to drop your shoulders by about 2 inches. The pretenders and the masseuse there. Maybe take an Epsom salt bath. Just relax and enjoy life. Life is like a roller coaster. You've got your ups and your downs. I don't know. I don't know if you're familiar with Cedar Point or Six Flags Great America, but picture yourself on a roller coaster and just say, I'm going to have some ups and I'm going to have some downs. And I have to say this, Jan just nailed it with the deer, because I was, as she said deer, I was writing down the word shy, timid. Deer, and I'm a wild game hunter, and I know this, deer are very shy and timid, okay? They're highly spooked. That's kind of what's going on with you right now. When I was scanning your energy fields, I was picking up on your fifth chakra, which is your throat chakra. And don't take this the wrong way, because I'm just calling, I just, my spirit team has a tendency to call a spade here, but, you need to work on speaking your truth, because I had a metallic taste in my mouth. So my upper jaw muscles got really tight. So, you need to learn, or to just let Janet be Janet, and the deer that that Jan picked up on being shy is, I think that's connected to your fifth chakra, just not speaking your truth. You're too shy. You're like, oh, okay, well, you know, whatever. And I'm picking up a little bit of a heartburn in your third chakra, your sacral chakra, and don't let anybody, for lack of a better terms, steal your power from you or your wisdom from you, because you're a very bright person, Janet. You're sharp as a tack. I would recommend that you get some sort of, I would recommend that you get your chakras cleared and balanced, okay? Go hug a tree, get yourself the Epsom salt baths, get yourself the black hematite stone, hematite, whatever you want to call it. And be the person that you want to be. Because you're kind of a people pleaser for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. I am.
and that's a boundary issue, okay? And through no fault of your own, you were born that way, but that's a challenge, that's a lesson, that's an experience that you have to work through. But you don't answer to nobody, Janet, okay? And that's the biggest, I may have given you the keys to the kingdom by accident there, sorry about that. You are Janet, and you be yourself. You be who you want to be, and you love yourself. You walk into that mirror in the bathroom and say, Janet, I love you. I love you, and thank you for being me. And if someone doesn't love you for being me, then tell them to go pound sand, for lack of better terms. Because you are a wonderful human being. And you have pursed lips. Your shoulders are high, they're tense. I can feel it. I'm reading your energy field. I can feel in the back of my neck. Your shoulders are really tense or tight. Just relax and don't worry about what other people think about you. And you know, the deer that Jan brought up earlier. You know, maybe that deer should be a wolf, because guess what? A wolf is aggressive. You know, a wolf knows what a wolf wants. A deer will shy away from anything. And I'm not trying to change who you are or to give you a different perspective, but just know that I'm going to give you are you into reading books by chance?
Yeah.
Okay. There are several books out there. One is by Elena Clark. I forget the title. Hold on here. I think I'm in front of my computer right now. Hold on. I have to go on the Amazon. Out of the Darkness into the Light or something like that.
Oh, my God. Somebody else recommended that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Out of the Darkness into the Light. The other one that you could read is James Von Prague is a very good medium. It's called Ghosts Among Us. Okay. So, and your mediumship abilities, my sixth chakra, your pineal gland, as the medical doctors would call it, your guides and angels are pushing you into that. Okay. Janet.
Okay.
So yeah, when you get that ringing pitch tone in your ears, okay,
yeah,
you can know that time of day when it happens. Look at it and look up your angel card number, okay?
Okay.
So you're cooking dinner at, like, you know, I don't know, 4:57. All of a sudden you hear a
Sorry about that. That was yesterday.
You take a note of the time and you look up your angel card number, because that's your angels and guides talking to you.
Okay.
They're talking to, okay? They're giving you a message. Look at that number, okay? And that's what I have for you. I hope that makes sense.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What I need to do
is step into my power and show the confidence that I have. Is kind of the message I got out of that.
Yep. And with that, I'll hand you over to Shannon.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Hi, Janet.
Hi.
So you're currently employed, right?
I am. My job is so kind of stressful and things get aggressive, yes.
Yeah, they show this job is really beginning to phase out for you, which is why it's that push for new opportunity. You've really outgrown this situation.
Mm-hmm.
They do show me that there are three jobs aligning for you at the moment. But they are mentioning to start changing some of the words that you're using about the job that you want, because they're showing me that there's a lot of thought of, well, I don't want this and I don't want that, because you're already in it. You've already got it. And one thing with the universe is the words no, not, never, anything like that, they drop off and it becomes what we do want. So the more that you're focusing on what you don't want and what you don't like at this job is building the potentials of the new job opportunities.
Okay.
So they're like, wipe the slate clean. Address it, because they do show me these other three opportunities. One feels like it would be part-time in the office and part-time telecommuting. The other two, they're not giving me a lot of detail on, but they're like, that's because of what's being created. So they're like, change it up and start focusing on my next job opportunity will have these attributes.
Okay.
Of what you want it to feel like for yourself. They also brought up about, and this sounded weird at first, because usually it's like interview the interviewer, but they were brought up interview the locations instead, which was a little different.
Okay.
But they're like looking at the area that the business is in, looking
uh-huh.
at the background of the business. How was this business brought in? You know, was there somebody's passion that was really the root of it? And because they show that, like, one of these is going to be a little bit more of a smaller operation, but it's going to feel very homey. Everybody kind of connects in. The other one is just kind of like real bleh.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because that one's probably aligning more with what you're currently in.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but you can tell a lot.
You know, actually, blah almost is attractive just because I'm in such a pressure cooker right now. So, but that is really isn't what I want. I want something a little more exciting. You're right. Something challenging without being high stress.
Yes. Yes. So the two current ones, the interview you've got coming up, I hear it's going to be kind of like a bicycle ride.
Mm-hmm.
Why they're giving me the bicycle ride, I don't know. But for me, that would represent that it's kind of like the same treadmill you're already
mm-hmm.
on.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to notice it when you walk in and when you start
okay.
interviewing with these people. And they're like, that's good, because that's going to help you to attune and listening with different ears. Not just for the words that are being presented, but the energy that's being presented with them.
Okay.
Okay. And they're showing that, yeah, the current employment sucks, but this is going to help you to just be able to keep paying the bills so you can tolerate it. You already know it. You know what you're dealing with. But it's going to also begin to phase out for you emotionally and energetically. So this is the opportunity. They do show that it's probably going to be within 3 months. You're going to be at the new location, and you're going to feel like a spring chicken.
Great.
Yay.
Okay.
There is one book that got brought up. When as soon as Ryan said book, it flashed in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Eckhart Tolle's T-O-L-L-E, The Power of Now.
I think I own that book.
Well, they're saying you need to open that book back up.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think there's some valuable tools in there, because I know it's got different exercises that he presents. But there's some tools in there that are going to help you with manifesting and bringing, really aligning with what you truly want career-wise. All right?
Okay. Okay.
That's what I've got.
You guys, this is so, so very helpful. Thank you so much. I have a lot to
awesome.
Think about, and I have some aligning to do.
Yes. And words, there you go. Change your words.
Thank you so much. Switch words, yes, switch words. Thanks again. Have a lovely weekend, all of you. I love you. Thank you.
Thank you, Janet. We love you,
thank
too.
You.
Thanks for calling in. Please call us back and let us know what happened, too.
I will.
How are you doing?
Thank you. I will.
Okay,
okay.
Good.
Yeah. Okay, take care.
All right. You too. Bye-bye. That was great. Gosh, really, really good. I'm going to go right into 347. They've been waiting the longest. 347, are you there? Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi, yep, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi.
And what's your name and where are you from?
My name's Tamika. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Tamika.
Hi.
So what's up? And do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I have a question. I just wanted to know what you guys see for me as far as relationships.
Okay, well, what I'm seeing right now is a wolf. I am seeing a wolf now. And this looks like it's kind of like the wolf is just sitting there in the woods, and it's kind of dark. And it's kind of just kind of looking from the outside in, you know what I mean? And it's it's alone, and it's not with its pack. So that's interesting. You know, I'm just giving you the image of what it could mean, a lot of things for you. But let's just see what they say about the wolf here. It says characteristics and behaviors that no longer serve your spiritual purpose are being pulled from your consciousness. Make cooperation a priority over competition. Valuable insights, ideas, and new teachings are coming your way, so pay close attention. And it's really important to maintain your self-esteem and integrity and deeply trust in your inner knowing, even when you feel misunderstood or misaligned. You're being spiritually and psychically protected at all times. If you feel lost with regard to a relationship or project or career, this is the time to think about your life path and purpose. So it's a good time to meet, contact your family, too. And it says that you're extremely verbally and non-verbally and can tell a story with great passion and sincerity. You're a natural-born leader, and you are at ease with your closest friends and family. Anyway, how does that feel? How does that resonate, that animal? Uh-huh.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And anyway, that's mostly what I get. I'm still seeing him, the wolf. And he right now just feels like he's kind of pondering. He's kind of in a lone situation right now, which just means to me, and what the message about the wolf says here is to contact family and keep that connection going with family if you can. And in regard to the relationship, I would keep a good connection with your closest family and friends and go slowly with this. I'm going to just say that right now. I'm just going to let you go with that and it looks like this wolf is looking from the outside in. So I'm going to go ahead and pass it on over to whoever wants to take this right now.
Hey, Tamika, how you doing? It's Ryan.
Good, thank you.
I think we may have talked several times. have you called in several times before?
I don't think I called in several, but I know I've called in before.
Okay. Yeah, just picking up on your energy field right now. And I agree with Jan. On the wolf part of it, I'm picking up a lot of tightness in my upper jaw, which is kind of just above your fifth chakra, your throat chakra. I have to ask you a question. What do you desire from a partner? What are you looking for?
I guess someone that's kind and patient and honest and loyal and generous, kind of person.
Because I'm getting a lot, I'm getting a feeling of clenched teeth. I'm getting a feeling of a little bit of anger. I'm getting a feeling of that as I'm reading your energy field, that it's like these men that you're meeting, you're not happy with. You're clenching your teeth a lot. Well, I think what you need to do, perhaps, in my opinion, is to take an inventory of who you want to be with to make you happy, because your fourth chakra is a little clogged up, and that's connected to your, you know, speaking your truth, which is your, you know, your fifth chakra. So I'm gonna push the ping pong over to you and say, Tamika, what exactly do you want in a partner? What exactly are you looking for? And I'm not too sure you even know what you're looking for. Does that make sense?
I mean, kind of, but I know I want someone who's gonna be honest and loyal and kind. I definitely want those qualities in someone.
Okay. And you haven't found that yet. And that's disheartening to you, which is probably why I'm picking up a little bit of a... murmur is not the right word, but picking up a little bit of discomfort in my fourth chakra. But also, I will tell you this, Tamika. You're trying your best to pick up your mediumship abilities because my sixth chakra is starting to boil over a little bit here. Are you working on your mediumship abilities?
It just happens like that. I have dreams and I get these feelings without trying.
That's
and
right.
And I'm alone now. I'm not in any relationship. So.
Well, don't worry about that, sweetie. I mean... That's probably why my sixth chakra is starting to burn a little bit here, because your guides and angels are chirping in your ears and they're like, Tamika, wake up, and you're like, yeah, you're like pushing aside, you're like, maybe tomorrow. That's how that works. So, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when you try too hard, it doesn't work. Sometimes when you just let it ebb and flow, and say, you know what, ooh, and you let your angels and guides take over because they know what's best for you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So. You're still on the fence here. I can feel your energies. I don't think I fully convinced you. but with that, you know, just drop your shoulders a little bit. Drop your shoulders. Okay? And just relax and know that all will be well. The universe will not let you down. Okay? And with
okay.
that, are you sure you're okay?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just here to just listen, you know. I'm not trying to force any kind of, like, relationship before it's time or anything like that. I just was curious about what you guys saw for me and if one was coming up or anything. But I'm not trying to force anything. I'm relaxed.
Awesome. Sounds good. Okay, well, with that, I'll pass, and I'll give it over to Shannon.
Awesome, Ryan.
Hi, Tamika.
Yeah.
Hi.
So the notes that I have for you, I was being told the wolf is alone because the wolf is seeking the relationship with itself first. It's an alpha wolf. And alpha wolves have to go off on their own a lot of times to find their own strengths before they can meet their alpha mate, the one that's going to match them the strongest. And so they were bringing up about making your relationship with yourself the number one priority right now. Exploring the things that you love, connecting in deeper with who you are, and bringing that power out to the surface where it just emits and radiates. They also mention change the internal language. Words are our theme today, and they seem to be bringing that up. So, yeah, they're saying change the internal language. You are not alone. You are surrounded by those that see you for who you are. And they're bringing up also about finding a community outlet, like a volunteer work or even something part-time, something where you're networking more in your community out of pleasure, something that you enjoy. And this is going to begin to lay the groundwork for a life mate to actually align that's going to be that alpha. And bear in mind, alphas have to have both sides. They have their strengths, and they have their, you know, they can be very strong and dominant outside, but they also know every pack member, and they care for every pack member that comes in. And their mate is their counterbalance. So this is that same scenario for you, being an alpha female, to begin aligning with the right alpha male that's going to bring both the strength and the soft heart that you need to help keep the balance between the two of you. And they're saying make sure to be using life mate, not soulmate. Soulmate's going to be a lesson, and it's going to be attractive, and it's going to be like, oh, wow. And then you get into it and go, oh, no. Not that it's bad, okay, because every relationship is valuable. Every relationship helps us to become a better person and know ourselves better. But for you, they're saying that's why the alpha wolf is out alone in the dark right now, is that she is out finding out all of her strengths, all of her weaknesses, and allowing them to become in harmony to each other so that as your pack grows, you will be able to provide as well as receive on all levels of being. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That makes sense.
That's just excellent. Well, Tamika, I hope that you picked up a lot there with the readings, and there was a lot there from everybody, and take it in and listen to it again, and we wish you well, and thanks for calling in again, and we'll talk to you another time, okay?
Thank you. That was beautiful. Thank you.
All right. Okay. We'll see you later.
Yep.
Okay. Great. Oh, really awesome readings. We're going to go right over to 954, and here we go. 954, are you there?
I'm here, Jan.
Hi.
It's Yvette. How are you?
Good. And tell us who you are and where you're from.
This is Yvette, and I'm from Florida.
Uh-huh. All right. Nice
and
to hear you.
Yes,
that.
I, the great I am, would like to know what the universe has to say.
Cool.
Well, my question, I have a couple real quick ones. I decided to go.
Well, is that I am seeing this big blue eye.
Big blue eye? That's funny.
Yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt. There's a lot of background noise. I can't hear.
Oh yeah. Okay.
It's not me.
Just be here. Okay, it must be, I would think it's probably, let me see if I can get, okay, hold on a second, I'm sorry. Oh, sorry, shoot. It's 347, let me close it off.
There's like a TV going on or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
There we go.
Much better.
Thanks, yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Sure. You know, Yvette, I'm just getting, well, I'm getting, once again, I'm seeing a lot of blue. It's probably water, representing water. But I was seeing a blue eye, very pretty, very opulent, or I don't know. Ooh, so pretty. I'm trying to see if there is an animal. You know what? I'm seeing a snake. Gosh.
Ooh.
I've never seen it. I don't know if I've ever seen a snake for you before, but it's, yeah, it's really right there. So that's interesting. Let's see what, I don't know if I've ever given you snake before, but it's curled up. It's all curled up in a, like a curly Q. You know, it's like in a curly Q form.
Right.
Let's see. So, and that's always a neat image. I love the curly Q. That's a very spiritual image, actually. So, let's see. Just getting over to this. And the dark blue is such a beautiful color. It's a spiritual color, too. Okay. If snake shows up, you're about to go through some significant personal changes. Very intense, very dramatic. Uh-huh. An old self will metaphorically die as new self emerges. You're going to feel a surge of energy that will sharpen your senses, alert your mental faculties, and open up new channels of awareness. And you're about to resolve a long-standing issue, one that has required a great deal of your attention. By seeing things in a new light, and it might be a good time to start doing some kind of yoga, Kundalini yoga, and you'll experience a dramatic and unexpected physical or emotional healing soon, coming from an unexpected source. So, snake is not a lightweight deal here. You got a heavy duty one, and snake. Sharing says that you're a healer, whether you focus on plants, animals, humans, or the earth. And let's see, it reminds us of going through a series of initiations, including death, rebirth experiences, etc. And you've gained a deeper interest in ancient cultures and feel quite at home with the metaphysical world. And you're able to trust your gut feelings. And so anyway, that's basically what it says. And I'm still seeing it all curled up in a curly Q. But it's right there, the snake, right here. So I'm going to leave that for you.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Whoever else would like to go is.
Oh, I'm still reading her energy field. Shannon, are you ready?
Okay.
Yes, I can go. Hi, Yvette.
Hi.
So, lots of stuff going on for you energetically coming up, which I love the snake because the snake is. When they're coiled up like they're basking in their warmth and everything, but when they move, it's very much of a smooth slither. And when they let go of their skin, it's all in one big flow. It's gone. So the couple of things that notations that I have for you is that they're gearing you up towards a Kundalini expansion, and that's going to really hit in the solar plexus. So they're bringing up about really working on the solar plexus chakra area and making sure that you feel really good there, doing yoga breathing or Buddha breathing, where you're doing the Buddha belly. When you're doing a deep breath in through the nose, Buddha belly out, and very slowly out the mouth. This will help work on that energy a bit more. Have you been having, like, some trouble with grounding? It's kind of like you ground, but you don't quite feel like you grounded.
I do better outside, and sometimes,
yeah.
You know, I just don't go and sit outside. I'm one of those. Either I hug a tree or I put my feet, you know, on the ground, and my favorite place is the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, they're saying change up the visual because you can ground anywhere. But for you, where most people are seeing grounding of creating the roots out of the bottom of the feet and going down into the earth, for
right.
you they're showing spider web them. They're showing me spider web roots coming out of your feet more onto the first couple layers of the earth. And spider webbing out. You know how some plants do the creep,
yeah.
and then they grow a little bit, and then that branch roots down a little bit, even though it's, you know, 10 feet long, but it's got a little root every so many inches or every so many feet. It's got a little root hitting down, and that's what they're showing, that would help you better to maintain versus having to do that other more physically having to ground. And this would give you a better visual to work with, and you'll be able to spider web out anywhere and everywhere.
Okay.
Your healing abilities are coming in with the Kundalini. Now, bear with me, with the Kundalini, you're going to want to take a lot of downtime and self-care. And it can really kind of make you feel a little sick, okay? My second one, like, blew me out for weeks. It's okay. Ride the wave. Remember, it's only temporary. But your healing ability is one that you're going to be able to work with no matter where you are. And you can decide to work with it any way you want to, but they do show me that your healing ability is really going to feel the most powerful when you're tapping into the ley lines of Mother Earth and shooting them through. It's kind of like that visual of, you know, when you see like give me a different visual, a rocket. A rocket will shoot through, and it goes all the way around, and then it comes back, right?
Yeah.
All the way around the earth, and it's coming back. They're showing it that way, but it's going to go through all of the different ley lines in the earth and be able to come back in. So it's kind of helping to do a larger, oh my goodness, I just had a stink bug land on me. Ooh.
Oh, feel me.
I don't know where it flew off to, but it's somewhere in my kitchen. Anyway, so that's going to be really an awesome avenue for you to start really enhancing your healing attribute, is utilizing it more with the earth energy. And then if you want to work with people, animals, any of that, those doors are open. But you're going to find a lot of fulfillment in using that earth connection. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow.
I'll tell you, I have goosebumps.
So,
you have what?
I have goosebumps. I'm all, you know, like,
I love that. Ryan?
Hey, you bet. How you doing?
How are you?
I am fan-damn-tabulous. Well,
right.
You know, I can't Shannon and Jan are very accurate. What I can tell you is I was busy scanning your energy fields from the emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual well-beings, and you're running a tight ship. The only thing I can tell you, I'll just add on to this, on the physical plane, okay? I need you to, if you haven't already done this, Yvette, I need you to eliminate wheat flour in your diet. Have you done that?
No.
I would suggest you do that. Your DNA, Yvette, your DNA is being upgraded or has been upgraded to the fifth dimensional frequency. So any processed foods associated with wheat flour are no longer fit for your body. Okay? So.
Jeez, the chills. I'm telling you, the chills. Woo!
I'm letting you, my spirit team always calls a spade, and when you started talking to Shannon, I just automatically wrote down wheat, and that's on the physical plane. So cookies, bagels, flours, pastas, lasagnas, anything associated to do with wheat, check your labels at the stores, okay? That will clear out your... That will help clear you out, okay? Your clogginess, your mental fogginess, all that stuff. Wheat is not a friend of yours because you are, as you're acclimating to the fifth dimensional frequency, It's no longer fit for your body.
No.
Does that make sense to you?
I'm just waiting one more to see the next person, and I'm going to hang up.
Yeah.
I can't. I know. But...
Hello?
Yes, it absolutely does. I do feel sluggish when I have, you know, things that are wheat like that, like pasta or breads or things like that.
Okay, so look up... my team suggested, paleo, wheat belly, Dr. William Davis, anything associated with non-processed foods, okay? Eat stuff that comes straight from the earth, non-GMO. Anything that has to do with that stuff is a fit for your body. If you're going to have a pizza, if you're going to have a bagel, if you're going to have a piece of bread, you're going to feel sluggish. You're going to feel like, ugh. So get your ducks in a row.
Right.
I hate when my spirit team calls a spade because they're not very diplomatic. They just hit me between the eyes. I'm just a messenger, so don't hate me.
Okay, I can handle it.
Don't hate me.
No. Get your shit together. Oops, sorry.
I didn't say that. So read your labels, okay? They're telling
you're
me
the messenger.
Your
you're good.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
But
in all seriousness, anything that you eat on the so you're running a tight ship on the emotional, mental, and spiritual planes. Take heavy advice from Jan and Shannon. But from the physical standpoint, stay away from the bagels, cookies, pastas, anything that made with wheat flour. Just shut the door, okay?
And I think.
All right.
Thank you so
Does that
much.
Make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
All righty, that's all I have.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you, Yvette. Thank you for calling. We love hearing from you and. Excellent reading, and so please call back in another time, and we'll talk to you another time.
Again, thank you so much. Thank you for sharing your gifts.
Definitely. Thanks, Yvette.
Bye-bye.
I love hearing from you. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. We have a few callers here that have been waiting forever and ever, and it's just one after the other. So I do them all in order. So, this one is 630, and here we go. 630, are you there? 630? Hello? 630? No? Okay, I'll put you on. Can I get you on mute? Let's see if I can get you on mute.
Here.
Are you there? Are you there, 630? Okay, I'll put it on mute because I don't know what's happening there. So let's go to 805. 805, are you there?
Yes, hi, this is Donna. How are you all?
Hi, Donna. Fine, where are you from?
I'm from Santa Barbara, California.
Oh, nice. I lived there a few times. Oh, it's beautiful there.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
me too.
It's so
pretty.
Wow.
You have two Shannons?
Yeah, both of my daughters were born in Santa Barbara.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
What a small world. That's awesome. Yeah.
Yes.
Town went through a lot, though, with the fires and the mudslides, but it's recuperating slowly.
Oh, I know.
Montecito.
Sorry about
all
that. That was horrible.
Oh, yeah. All the
Sorry.
Soot in the air was horrible. Everybody had to wear a mask.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Will, do you have a question for us?
Well, I'm trying to meet someone, and I got on that eHarmony no luck, but I've just contacted two fellows, and I'm kind of connecting to them. And one is Greg, and he lives in Half Moon Bay. He seems nice. And there's another one, Glenn, that lives in Naples, Florida. And I want to just know if you see anything happening with either one of these gentlemen.
Well, the first thing that I see is I see you in like an evening gown. It's green. It's really pretty. And then when you first started talking, I saw you in another dress. It feels like you're in the dating mode. It looks like that's what's going on. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Very much so. And so, but I'm trying to see, and I'm seeing a really bright red rose here, too. Really bright.
Ooh.
And it's, oh, wow, it's really pretty. And so now I'm trying to get the animal that's about, it looks like it's coming through. It's a fluffy white thing. It's not a dog. What is it? What is that? I don't know what this is. It's a porcupine. I've never even seen a porcupine. I've never read a porcupine before. That's weird. But, you know, that's what I'm seeing. So we will just go ahead and check it out and see what we have here.
Okay.
But I do see you having a good time. So,
oh, good.
Yeah, it looks like you're out and about having a good time and partying in your party dresses and stuff. So that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
So what the porcupine is saying is make sure your diet includes nutritious and organic vegetables, especially green ones. And it's important for you to move along at your own pace rather than hurrying because of pressure from others or external circumstances. There's no need to worry because you're well protected. So relax and enjoy what you're doing. And trust that you'll be respected as long as you respect others. And know that you have magical abilities as long as you maintain faith in yourself.
Ooh. Wow.
That is very nice.
So neat. Yeah, and it also says that you're an explorer and curious about many things, enthusiastic, and so pursue those interests. And also you handle crisis really well without getting terribly alarmed. And you're capable of sticking to anything, it says right here, if you reach a boiling point when others aggravate you, and when you do reach that point, you're able of sticking to them so that it doesn't hurt anyone. I don't quite know exactly what they're meaning by that, but that's it's still a neat, nice sentence. So, anyway, that's what I'm seeing, and I think you, I'm going to go ahead and pass it over, and I just wish you have a good time.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, Donna, this is Ryan. How you doing?
Hi, Ryan. Good. How are you?
Good, good. I don't know if you've been listening the whole time or not, but...
yeah, most of it.
Okay. Just real quick, and, you know, my spirit team always calls a spade a spade. And as soon as you started talking, the upper half of my chest or my fourth chakra got really icy. And that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. But what it tells me from a dating perspective or whatever, that you kind of need to thaw yourself out a little bit, if that makes any sense. Lower your defenses a little bit, then, because you're a beautiful woman. You're a beautiful a beautiful creation of your incarnation, and I think that when you there may have been some incidences in your from the past that made you build up those defenses to who you are today, because you're absolutely gorgeous, you're absolutely a beautiful woman, and there are many people out there, and there are many men out there who want to get to know you, and it's up to you to this may be a lesson or experience for you to learn in this lifetime, to say, yeah, I've been hurt a little bit. I've been injured from a previous relationship, but I'm over that now. And now's the time for you to say, I can relax. I can enjoy a relationship with a person, and just let your defenses down nice and slowly. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. I have been hurt a lot, you know, growing up and through the years, and to let my just settle into a relaxed, peaceful, I think that I've gotten more to be like that because I meditate every day and I walk, and I spend a lot of time by myself, and I think I've gotten to let my defenses down because I live more authentically to my truth of who I am.
And good for you for doing that. And it's like the old, the old castle with the drawbridge around the that goes down on the moat, you know. You're slowly letting that drawbridge down, okay? You're slowly letting it down for the right guy. And good for you for doing that. And when that right guy, and when that right soul, that right personality comes around, you will know it, and you let that drawbridge down nice and slowly and say, hey, I'm going to check your badge, your ID, I'm going to check your blood sugar, I'm going to check your kidneys, I'm going to check your, you check everything about them. Not to be suspicious, but you're you want to make sure that this is the right guy for you, and he mm-hmm. will respect you for that. You'd be like, okay, yeah, you probably might be my knight in shining armor. You can cross the drawbridge. You can come into my castle, and but it's the old baseball rule strikes, you know. You know, you let him in, but strike three, he's out. You kick him out. So that's litmus test here. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, because I think it's good to look for the red flags and all, and you know, if you don't like something and it continues, and I think to go slowly with someone, you know, in the beginning, everybody's on their best and the guys are, and yeah, you want to, you know, get to know their values a little bit. And I think that takes time.
Well, and you know how a drawbridge comes down nice and slowly, that takes time too. So that's a little bit of an analogy for you. So, So you're like, okay, you want to court me? Okay, well, we'll see how you do. You know, you put your sword in your sheath, and you better come to me with a bouquet of roses, and you better sweep me off my feet, and you know, all that kind of stuff. So that's what I have with you.
I like that. Thank you. That was beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Very fitting. Thank you.
All right, and
I
don't
love
pass
you.
Really
love you. Oh, thank you so much.
And Shannon's right here.
Okay. Hi,
I
Shannon.
Think. Hi, Donna.
Hi.
So Greg and Glenn are nice, flirtatious friendships.
Okay.
I'm picking up that the reality is not the same as what is being presented.
Okay.
They're in kind of conflict, and I'm being told that it's a little bit more of the same old record. Okay. So a couple of the other things that they brought up was that for you to start getting out more social gatherings of like-minded people, and expand the area.
Oh.
Expand the area. I mean, they're like showing me solving at the, oh God, I used to love the
Maverick?
Up in solving, you know, the little German town. Right up Highway 101.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yes. Yeah, they have a Cold Spring Tavern.
They have lots
up there
of stuff going on up there.
Yeah.
So they're showing me solving and a little bit more into Carpinteria and Summerlin.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, expanding out the region and getting a little bit more involved in some of the social gatherings going on of like-minded people. Because they do show that there is a partner that's been looking and can't find you. It's going to come through a casual friendship. It's going to be somebody introduced to you through a casual friendship that you already know.
Oh.
But you're not out in the social gatherings.
In March, I start a lot of classes, acting, and art journaling, and psychology, and hiking, and one on current events. So I'll be meeting people, I think, with all these classes I'm going to start in March.
Yes.
Would be good.
Yes. So that's where a different type of partner is beginning to align in those social networks. And they also brought up someone that I know that just relocated to that area. Her name is Ursula Lentini, L-E-N-T-I-N-E. She's a pranic healer. She also does interpersonal relationships. You can look her up for her website. It's UrsulaLentini.com, I believe.
Okay.
But she is in the Montecito area now. She used to be in Atlanta. But they're bringing up Ursula, which they were also showing me the Twin Hearts. And I know she is doing the Twin Hearts meditation out in the Santa Barbara area now. And that's a wonderful gathering that a lot of people can come to. It's a very wonderful meditation. But it's also getting in with some people of similar interests. And Ursula is also being brought up because she'll be able to help you with getting rid of some of the old pattern of relationships.
So
that's going to help you with this new one.
Oh, excuse me. So that's L-E-N-T-I-N-I?
L-E-N-T-I-N-E.
Oh, N-E, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll look her up, Ursula. Yeah.
Ursula, yeah. Really great lady. She does phenomenal work. Her Twin Hearts meditation is awesome to attend. But they are bringing her up that she will help. She would be good for you to connect with as far as helping to clear out some of the internal previous relationship baggage for this new relationship to have a much smoother basis for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll get a hold of her.
Yeah. But lots of good things are going on. They're like, oh, go ahead and flirt with the other two. It's good for you.
Yeah.
Flirt. Have the conversations. Nothing wrong with it at all. While you have the time to go ahead and start getting out into those more social settings and sparking up that fire inside of you, so that it's really just emanating, and this other person is going to get introduced through a friendship that you're going to be like, really? Where have you been?
Oh, my God.
You're like, oh, my God. You've been, like, only that far away all this time?
Wow.
All right.
That's great. Excited. Thank you. Wow. That's super excited.
Fantastic. Fantastic readings. I'm interrupting here because we only have a couple minutes, and I'm Donna, thank you for calling in, and we would love
you
to call back. And let us
know
what happened. What happens? These are great readings, and so
excellent reading.
Good luck.
Thank you to all of you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
We'll talk. We'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye. Have a nice evening.
Bye-bye. You too.
Thanks.
Oh, 90 seconds. I thought it says on my clock we have 2 minutes, and I was going to try to get 248 in because they've been waiting 45 minutes. But I'm sorry, 248. Anyway, we're out of time, and I just want to say one last thing before the other two. We send prayers to the children in Florida and all the families and of the latest crisis. Anyway, just wanted to say that. And anybody else want to say anything?
The same thing that you said, Jan. We send all love and prayers to the people in Parkland, Florida. Absolutely.
Right on. Thank you. And Shannon, want to say anything at the very end here? We're about probably about 10 seconds.
Thank you for everybody that called in. Hope to see you next Friday. Everybody have a blessed week. And remember to raise the vibe.
Thank you. Awesome. Goodbye, everybody. This is Enter the Light. I think we're done. I'm going to sign out right now.